This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The private space business is booming, and Texas is a primary launch pad. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has a test site in West Texas, and this week NASA awarded a multi-billion dollar contract for Boeing and SpaceX to create the first American-made manned spacecraft since the last shuttle was shelved in 2011. I'm joined now by Ed Liu. He's a longtime astronaut who now has his own space company. Ed Liu, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be back in Dallas.
How would you characterize this moment in the space business?
Things are changing very, very rapidly, and I think for the better. I think what we're finding is that private enterprises being able to take over now some of the things that the government-led programs, mostly by NASA, have only been able to do up until now. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to be good for the nation and good for NASA, because NASA can concentrate things on the very bleeding edge, at the very edges of exploration, while we can begin to shift some of these other activities towards the private sector.
What draws so many space companies to Texas?
Well, a lot of it's historic. Obviously, Mission Control down in Houston. And that's where I lived for 12 years when I was part of the Astronaut Corps. One of the great things about coming back to Texas is that there is a tremendous can-do spirit here. Nothing is too big or too tough. And there's obviously a lot of technically oriented people, a lot of technical talent in Texas.
Now, what SpaceX and Boeing are building has been called a space taxi, basically to get astronauts from Earth to the International Space Station. But what your company's working on goes a lot deeper into space than that.
Sentinel is, if you'd like, an astronomical time machine. I'll explain what that is. That means that we're going to be able to tell where every significant size object is in our solar system at any given time out to the next century. And that turns out to be really important because there's about a million asteroids at our best estimate that could hit the Earth. The interesting thing is that we've only discovered the orbits of less than 1% of those. And what Sentinel actually is an infrared space telescope. It's infrared because that's the way you find asteroids, because asteroids are almost the color of charcoal. And space being black means you can't see them very well using telescopes. What we're doing that's different is we are saying, you know what? The government isn't doing this. The government isn't successfully finding where these things are, and we need to know where they are.
So once you identify the asteroids, what happens then? I mean, there's been many a bad sci-fi movie that kind of puts us in this situation.
Yeah, everybody's seen Armageddon or Deep Impact. The thing that those movies get wrong is they make it seem like deflecting asteroids is incredibly difficult, when in fact, it's actually rather easy. The hard part is finding them. And if you catch an asteroid several billion miles before it hits the Earth, you don't have to change its trajectory very much at all to make it miss the Earth.
You personally spent, I understand, 6 months in space. What's it like to eat, sleep, and work above the planet for that long?
Yeah, I had the great honor of flying three space missions, two on the space shuttle and one on the International Space Station. And it gives you another perspective, obviously. You see the planet for what it is, meaning a giant spaceship floating around. You know, when you look down on it, you know, out in the, you know, in the black void of space, we are all on a giant spaceship. And you come to the conclusion in your head that, you know, hey, you know what? We shouldn't be thinking of ourselves as passengers on this spaceship Earth. We're really the crew.
Do you miss it up there?
I miss the view. I miss the weightlessness. But I got plenty of important things to do down here. I feel like this is the most important mission that I've ever embarked on.
Ed Liu, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.